was just a few days now, literally before the start of Hajj 1443. There is a lot of nerves, there's a lot of anxiety, and a wonderful initiative by a British Muslimah has obviously gone a long way to assist in decreasing the stress of people who are planning for the journey or people who are on the journey already. We talked this evening to Leila Begum Ali, a business planning manager and coach, about her Twitter Hajj Tips initiative. Leila, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi and welcome.
Welcome, Salam Ibrahim. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for such a beautiful introduction.
It's an absolute pleasure, and we obviously just more than excited to talk about Hajj. Whether it's nerves or not, there's so much beautiful about this journey that anybody going or not going would be keen to speak about it and, you know, give their entire heart to this particular topic. Before we dip into this, tell us a bit about yourself and a background to your work.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a British Bangladeshi Muslim from UK. I'm a business planning manager for the NHS healthcare services. So I spend a lot of my time reading and writing, and I am very passionate about my deen. I've done Umrah twice, and mashallah, since 2019, I've had intention of kashiring my Hajj, but because of the COVID, you know, and the uncertainty, I wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not. So I practically started using initiatives, you know, finding the travel agent, Hajj agent, trying to secure my fee, and, you know, getting my brother ready, who was my mahram. When Saudi Arabia published the go-ahead for Hajj this year, I knew there was going to be 12,348 UK pilgrimage being invited, and I wanted to get in. I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing. So paid the deposit, started reading, learning, and, you know, getting myself really motivated. And I also had COVID back in March, and then my brother had COVID. So I was really worried about the ruling. I was really worried about my body. Having been to Saudi Arabia twice, I already knew the logistic, the heat, the environment, the kind of crowd that I was meeting, the kind of adaptation that I needed. So I think I was really preparing myself for that kind of transition, but at the same time, I kind of didn't understand much about the rituals of Hajj, the Dhul Hijjah, the five mandatory dates, the ibadah, the actions, the ihram state. I didn't really know as much because I kind of left it to my Hajj agent to teach, educate me. And the seminar was supposed to be on 27th June. I was supposed to fly out on the 3rd of July. So I kind of left it like that. But in Ramadan, I started learning more about Hajj. I was really preparing, planning, learning about dua, learning about the right clothing to wear, and, you know, also learning about challenges of Hajj, the challenges of heat. And also, as a life coach, I wanted to know what are the challenges I had and what would be the solution for me to minimize. And that's when I started learning more about Hajj topics from scholars, YouTube, books, most importantly, prophetic Hajj. You know, what are the different types of Hajj? Why is there a different type of Hajj? And as I was learning, I was actually teaching myself in a way that I understood to be reader-friendly, user-friendly, and just to put it into tweets. And I didn't realize my tweets would actually be admired by various ummah around the world. And that was getting noticed. And as it was getting noticed, I started having lots of more followers, more people, you know, contacting me and getting into my DM, asking me about Hajj, you know, sending me information. And I found myself to be a useful tool to the ummah. As I was learning, preparing myself, I started teaching my brother and other people. And, you know, for me, mental health is very important. I think naturally we all go through phases of stress, anxiety. These are part of life. But for me, stress and anxiety, what are the solutions? What is it that I can do in my control to manage my, you know, emotions? Because everything belongs to Allah, but I'm trying to serve Allah in the best possible way. So that's how my intention really began. And here I am today talking to you, Ibrahim.
That's amazing. And also, you know, if we have to, you know, what I take out of this is the The final sermon, for instance, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentions and impresses upon the Sahaba at that time and for times, for the ages to come thereafter, whatever you've learned, spread it to those who didn't hear it. And this is exactly the point. You've learned something. And even though you have not yet got the opportunity to go for Hajj, you've shared this information. And in that way, it continues to reap dividends for yourself, both in terms of educating people as well as hopefully the rewards that are attached to that. Give me an idea of the kind of responses you have received and why you've felt so positive by the kind of feedback that you've got.
So I think my responses really started kicking off in Ramadan when I was really sharing my Ramadan tips, but then combining it with my preparation for Hajj. So I was walking every day and I was really telling my followers, or just in general, I'm walking because I'm getting ready for Hajj and this is what I'm doing. My body needs to be in shape. I need to have the stamina. And as I finished with Ramadan, I started learning much about the Hajj, the ritual. And mostly I was focusing on the challenges. So walking in sandals for the brothers, but why? Why they needed to walk in sandals? But there was like ihram ruling, then there was penalties. So I was really getting myself prepared for Hajj in the way that I was really teaching, and that was applicable to me, rather than waiting on the travel agent to teach me too late in the time of the month. So I took the initiative to learn it myself, and I was learning it. I was actually improving myself. I was being confident. I started preparing, buying my Hajj outfit, really preparing the challenges, the good and bad. But at the same time, I've been to Saudi twice, so I kind of really enjoyed the process, meeting people, different culture, different custom. And, I found myself falling into Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik here. So I was getting my heart ready, my body ready, my mind ready. And as I started writing, learning, I was visualizing myself there, visualizing myself in making dua and, connecting with the entire Ummah. So the responses have been really humbling, generous. I've had lots of people follow me and started talking to me, talking about their anxiety, their stress, preparation. And to me, I felt I was positively making an impact, helping people, coaching, making connection, but at the same time being a soothing comfort in the time of Hajj, which can be quite stressful. But the real challenge really kicked off when the Muay Thai support group was introduced. That's when I was being much more applicable to the Hujjaj, because the introduction came really late. With the introduction, I was also using the portal, filling in documents, following the guidance. And as I was doing that, I was sharing the tips, what I was doing and how I was doing it. And I was able to feedback to people. For example, when I was putting in my details, I didn't understand or I didn't know that the grandfather's name would come up. So I had to go double check with my mom for my maternal grandfather and my paternal grandfather, because those two questions came up instead of my father's name. And I found that quite humorous, but at the same time, I understood the religious aspect of it, because we are known by our heritage, our grandfathers. They are like our fathers. So for me, I was sharing my own experiences of the portal, and then that generated more interest, and people were asking me how I uploaded my passport, the PDF document didn't work, how I was, able to complete certain information when they weren't able to bypass that. And I think in my role, I manage portals, so I am user-friendly with the portal. I know what I need to do, and I'm quite IT confident. So for me, that bit was easy, and I think I was trying to support people with the same experience. But the other challenges were people that never knew how to use the portal, or people that didn't have that kind of support, such as not IT equipped, not confident, or people that were dependent on travel agents to do it. So I think for them, I realized, oh, there's a challenge for them, and how can we assist? And in the process of having introduction of Muay Thai, I realized there were lots of anxiety, lots of stress, lots of worries, lots of panic. People were worried that they're not going to be shortlisted for lottery. And it came so last minute. And that caused the entire Hujjaj, the entire Ummah, a lot of pressure, anxiety, including myself. But for me, I wasn't going to allow my anxiety to take over my Labbaik, my intentions. I was going to do everything that I needed to do, back it up by Salatul Istikara, ask Allah. If it's good for me to invite me, if it's not good for me, I will keep on pursuing it until I actually complete my Hajj. So that's the best mindset that I had. So I was focusing more on my mindset rather than being emotional about every single step. and I was able to control what I was doing, and then, you know, help people as I was doing it myself.
Regarding that issue, you know, you mentioned about the Mutawif system and the difficulties that has presented, Leila. Obviously, perhaps if a person might have had some flexibility, you know, it becomes a bit easier to look at the positive side of things. But I mean, there have been a lot of responses, for instance, where people just had, you know, had already made prior arrangements, and they felt more than anxiety, they felt a great sense of disappointment. Have you been able to assist or advise people in face of such great sense of disappointment?
I think in terms of the disappointment, it was very shocking for me as well. It just came 2 weeks into submitting. So, you know, like everybody else, I was able to submit my expression of interest and go through the entire process. As I was doing it, I was managing my emotions as well as reading and supporting people. But one of the things I kept telling myself and other people is we could only put in what we know and focus on our ability and leave the control up to Allah. Allah is the inviter of our Hajj. Allah will take care of it. We are sincere. We're doing our best. But I think overall the portal was something that's not in our control. So I think for me the focus was, what is it that I need to do in order to get to Hajj? What are my limits? What are my control ability? And how can I support the Hujjaj who are aspiring, who are emotional? And I think, you know, that's where I found myself being an assistant to them. The portal, unfortunately, wasn't a success overall, especially with news that I'm seeing, the people that tagging me into comments. I particularly didn't find the portal to be helpful for me. I found the packages that was only advertised was different to the package that I was finally able to select, and then the budget was very different, the date was different, and overall, I just felt that it didn't add to the quality that I wanted. So therefore, after being successful with the lottery, I decided I wasn't going to pursue that, because there were lots of people that were coming back to me and saying, Leila, I booked my flight, but there's this missing. I did this, then that's missing. And I found myself getting more anxious. And I was getting more anxious. It became an affordability issue for me because I was taking my brother for Hajj. And so I was actually supporting him with the finance. So I found that myself, okay, I will go, but at the expense of jeopardizing and getting more stress. So this introduction of portal came kind of last minute, did cause a lot of challenge, and I was willing to do everything that's in my control, but my decision came after Salatul Istikara and all these anxieties that I had, and I thought, this is not right for me this time. I'm just not going to pursue, and instead I'll just focus on learning, teaching, practicing, and, you know, renewing my intention next year. And, you know, I see it as a lesson learned. This year has been a lesson learned for me, and we'll see what happens next year. And I hope, you know, there is room for improvement from all this introduction. I did also see lots of bad experiences from other Hujjaj who've made payments. It's a different advantage. They made booking, the payment didn't go through, there was overcharged, the room wasn't to the standard. And I also have lots of Hujjaj have gone to Hajj. They're giving me feedback saying, Leila, my room isn't what I expected. It's not what I paid for. So overall, I just felt, you know, I feel sad and I feel helpless that I can't do anything for them except be a comfort to them. So my role with people that have actually gone there is, what can you do that's in your control rather than getting stressed? Because if you're getting stressed, then the body will play up. Then it's going to impact. And you're going to feel fatigued. Then it's going to impact your entire Hajj. So I kept giving them that positive mindset instead of adding, joining the stress and saying, yeah, you're right, I'm stressed for you. So I was giving them the soothing comfort, that moral support and the coaching support, rather than being a moaner or worrier, just so I can be of ease. And for the people that are actually trying to travel today and this week, my support to them was, you know, if you manage to book everything, you know, say your labbaik, do your best, and be prepared that it may not be to the expectation that you've paid for or to what you're used to, because it is the Mutawif portal is very different and the Westerns have experienced it very differently compared to the rest of the world.
Leila, this experience that you've described, just going back to the wider tips that you've spoken about and you've created, has it been a further learning experience for yourself, whereby obviously you've shared whatever you've learned, but the feedback loop where people would say different things, people would share their own experiences, people would ask new questions, would push you further to learn further and explore the areas perhaps that you had not yet explored. And in that way, it becomes all the more educational.
Absolutely, mashallah. So I think I've been recognized on a couple of platforms, and I've done a couple of interviews. I've also was able to speak to Arab News. They highlighted my Hajj tapes and how I was able to use my skill set to support the Hujjaj and just be motivational. And they liked the way that I was teaching and I was tweeting. And, Hajj is very dear to me, and it's something that I want to do as soon as possible, inshallah, next year. Definitely, it is a gap for all of us to learn about all the rituals, all the obligation, all the penalties, so we self-educate ourselves and not necessarily just always depend on the travel agent, because this year they didn't have any control of taking us to Hajj because it was not in their control. So what it's then left us to educate ourselves. So I feel for us going forward is to really learn now, get ready, learn, make your intention, make your niyat, because if you plan, prepare, Allah will invite you. Allah will do the rest, because at the end of the day, it is Allah that invites us to Hajj. It is Allah's calling that we follow, but our Hajj will be accepted as long as we make intention and niyyah. So I feel that we all own that kind of responsibility. Knowledge and education is an ibadah on all of us with intellect. So I think I was really utilizing that instead of being dependent on the specialist, which I did. I've attended seminars, I've attended webinars, I've had lots of coaching. I've also asked people that have been to Hajj, lots of experiences, and also shared their tips as well. So I found myself all getting really interested, really in depth, and, taking responsibility upon myself.
Since
my tweet went viral, I appeared on Arab News and a few other radio shows, YouTube, webinars. So alhamdulillah, I feel that it's kind of inspiring people to kind of learn about Hajj and tips, and also to share tips with me so I can learn and then I can be of benefit to people.
Indeed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those efforts. A final question to you would be the importance, obviously this is your part of your professional background as a planning manager, as a coach. This entire experience, does it find, if you'd like, a gap that needs to be addressed, and that is one of coaching? So one would have the Hajj guides, one would have the spiritual guides who play extremely important roles, but to deal with the emotions, to deal with overall planning before and during the Hajj, do you think this is the kind of vacuum that this entire experience has shown and that needs to be given priority going forward?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do feel that naturally when people make intentions for Hajj, they can be quite overwhelmed, very emotionally attached and, stuck on that desire. So I know there are lots of Hujjaj that haven't made it to Hajj this year because either, the Mu'taj didn't accept or they haven't won the lottery. But myself, I find myself using my disappointment, my heartbreak, to serve other people. So as British Bangladeshi, when I found out that I won the lottery and it wasn't the right timing for me with all the difficulties and uncertainty, I decided I was going to use my time to learn more, prepare, make niyyah, and do it next year, but also teach other people and get really involved in Hajj and Umrah, and empower more people to go and do this kind of worship, go and meet Allah, go to these positive places for spiritual awakening and experience. And also, I did intend to make donation to Bangladesh Flood because I thought, okay, I have that money. I can use it to help my people, my blood men that are actually affected. So I don't feel heartbroken anymore because I feel that I'm learning as I'm processing information. But I do have a duty upon myself, which is educate, teach, learn, and then start over again. So I feel that my lesson learned is has just begun now. I've just only begun learning about Hajj. This is also from the scholars, from YouTube, from all the sheikhs that I follow, and back it up with professionals. Over to you.
Barakallahu fiqh. Lastly, Leila, where would people be able to follow the tips so far, the tips to come? And I'm sure it would still, whether a person is going now or planning much further into the future trip, these would be evergreen and still be beneficial. Where do people head off to check them?
Okay, so I'm on Twitter, so Leila underscore Begum underscore Ali. So I do use my Twitter very publicly. I do post comments, information, and engage with audiences, so people can find me there. Besides that, there are lots of channels, YouTube videos, sheikhs and scholars that they can really learn from about Hajj. And I feel that everybody has their own ways of learning or own style. So that's where things can be found.
Absolutely. So that the hashtag Hajj tips, but the handle is Leila, Layla underscore Begum, Begum underscore Ali, where you'd be able to find Layla's service in this regard for people heading off for Hajj or Umrah. I thank you so much for speaking to us. A very positive and inspiring story, and hope this kind of positivism will be able to set the scene for what is going to be a great Hajj ahead, starting this Thursday with a great day of Arafah on Friday and much more to come. Thank you so much for your time, Leila, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.